every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about here today. So, what a weekend it was. If you're a subscriber, I did 5 solo shows this weekend. 5! And actually, I did 6 because I did Observer Live on Friday. But if you missed any of the shows this weekend, well, you can go up to the Brian and Vinny area of WrestlingObserver.com, and I did 5 shows covering SmackDown from Friday night, which featured the finals of the John Cena tournament, the TNA pay-per-view, which featured a main event, can't even remember everything at this point, Frankie Kazarian and JDC for the title, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which was 4.5 hours long, and was headlined by Athena and Persephone for the Ring of Honor women's title. The NXT Deadline show, which I'll get into later. And of course, the Collision show, which featured a couple of great Continental Classic matches, including the main event, which was Moxie and Takeshita, which was a freaking fantastic match. So I've already covered all of those. We'll talk about some of the must-see matches on the show here today. But if you want full coverage, there's just too much, so you'll have to go back and listen to those. Because we also have a lot of news to get into today, because there's a lot going on. Raw is tonight, and it is the go-home Raw for Saturday night's main event, which is John Cena's final match, which is this Saturday. So we'll tell you what's coming up there. AW Dynamite winner is coming, and then news, not the least of which is what's going on with Netflix and WBD already. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
If your appliances can't handle the holiday hosting heat, December deal drops at Lowe's makes upgrading easy. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members save an additional $40 on the Whirlpool electric range and the over-the-range microwave. Plus, get up to 60% off select ladders so you can deck all the halls. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What's going on, Filthy?
Same as always.
What's that mean?
A whole lot of nothing.
Okay, excellent.
On my end.
All right, so we got to talk about Netflix and WBD, and yes, now Paramount.
Back in play, a hostile takeover.
So I think we can start, since it's wrestling related, by saying that for the duration of the current AEW television deal with WBD, I don't think that anything is going to change, because I'm not sure that whatever is going on with Netflix and Paramount and WBD is going to be settled anytime soon. So I don't think there's going to be any effect whatsoever on AEW from now through the end of 2027. And then it'll just depend on if their option gets picked up, because this thing is kind of a disaster right now. So Paramount, Skydance, entered a hostile bid to acquire all of WBD for $108.4 billion, $30 a share, up from Netflix offer of $27.75 per share. And there's so many things to talk about here.
Like the Saudi investment fund
we'll get
involved?
We'll get to that. So first off, Netflix won the bidding, and WBD accepted their offer of $27.75 per share, okay? So you're probably wondering, well, why is Paramount coming in now? I mean, everything is already, well, Paramount is claiming that we were iced out of this at the end. And so, you know, we didn't get a chance to fairly make our total bid. So the $27.75 that Netflix is offering per share, their offer is for the production studios, not for TBS and TNT. The television side would spin off, okay? So basically, anything as far as, like, you know, everyone's talking about AEW, if the Netflix offer went through and it took place like tomorrow, and like everything took place tomorrow, the main thing that AEW fans would have to worry about is if Netflix decided to drop AEW off Max. But it has absolutely nothing to do with TBS and TNT, because that would not be going to Netflix. Now, what are the chances that, of all of the things, of all of the things Netflix would be concerned about with this deal, I highly doubt the first thing would be, hey, let's get rid of the AEW show on Max so Nick Khan doesn't get mad. But anyway, the point is that would be the extent of it. The Paramount offer, which is for $30 per share, so $3 more per share, yes, that is a larger offer.
However,
but they want the entire shebang.
Yes.
They want the studios, and they also want TBS, TNT, all of the television stations, okay? So the question is that worth only $3 per share? Does WBD think they could get more than $3 per share for the entire TV? Like, obviously, linear TV.
Yeah. So what essentially what Netflix is saying, right, is that for WB Production Studios and then the IPs of DC Comics, Harry Potter, HBO Max, that's worth $27.75
yes.
to them. And then you're saying that the TNT Sports side and whatever else is left would only be worth $2.25
yes.
per share more.
That's what Paramount's
attempting
here.
Something seems off there to me.
Well, that's what they're claiming. And a lot of it's going to depend on what WBD thinks they can get for the television stations.
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on what Donald Trump allows.
Well, there's a lot of other stuff as well. So Paramount, their bid is a firm funded by Trump's son-in-law, as well as wealth funds in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Abu Dhabi. And that's $24 million of their offer. And so they're claiming that this whole thing would be better for Hollywood. It is pro-consumer, pro-creative talent, pro-competition.
None of this is pro-consumer or pro-talent or pro-competition, I believe.
So as far as if this ends up going to Paramount, that means that TBS, TNT, and HBO Max would all be under the Paramount umbrella. And one change would be that Paramount does not offer pay-per-view capabilities. I don't know if that matters if they've got it Max, because Max does. Of course, Netflix is claiming. They sent out an email the other day, which I got because I have Netflix. I think y'all probably got it. And it basically said, hey, let's tell you what's going on with this deal. So they claimed, tell me if this sounds familiar, those of you that lived through the WCW acquisition by WWE. Fear not, these two companies will remain separate.
Oh, man. You know what? I remember when the UFC bought Pride.
Yeah.
And they kept it separate. Do you remember when the UFC bought Strikeforce and kept it separate? Oh, those were great times.
Oh, they were great times when WWE bought WCW and said they would keep it separate. Fact of the matter is, they never get kept separate. So, again, like this has got so many hoops to jump through.
And if this doesn't happen, this first deal, Netflix owes WBD $5 million.
Oh, it's way more. It's like $5 billion.
Billion?
Yeah,
$5 billion.
Yeah, if this deal does not go through in one way or another, then WBD is going to get like a $5 billion payoff from Netflix for the thing not going through. So, which probably is going to go to court if there was a hostile takeover that involved it not taking place. So,
but there's also occurrences in which they would owe Netflix money. There's deals, you know what I mean? There's deals on all these ends where, like, this company would owe WBD money if the deal doesn't go through.
Dude, this thing is not happening anytime soon, would be my guess.
And so, by the time maybe it gets hashed out, we could have a totally separate, you know, government in office that looks at these sort of things in the complete opposite direction. You know?
Well, that's true. I don't expect this to be... I mean, here's
2028.
Here's the thing. WBD, we do know this. WBD has 10 days to respond. Okay? So, in 10 days, we're going to know if they accept, they decline. You know, if they decline and just go to Netflix, and I think as long as it gets, as long as it gets approved, it'll be the Netflix deal. If in 10 days they say they want to accept Paramount's deal, then I think we're going to have like a real, I think it's going to be very complicated from that point forward.
This thing ain't getting approved.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest. The point is, hey, if you guys are worried about how this is going to affect AEW, I would not worry about it right now, because any concerns about AEW, I think, are going to be post-2027 anyway. So I think right now it's just, hey, let's get through 2027. Let's find out if their option gets picked up, and then where we go from there. But imminently, I mean, no change.
You also have to look at the fact that, like, TNA just got $30 million from AMC.
We believe,
so there
yes.
are companies out there willing to pay
well, that's,
some
that,
money.
You're correct, but, like, you know, the amount of money that AEW,
obviously,
if AEW, if their deal gets canceled or whatever in 2027, I mean, $10 million a year is not nearly enough for them to continue on at this level. I mean, the deal they got from TBS and TNT is significantly larger. It's like $80 million a year, something like that. I forget the exact number, but they're going to need. I mean, they'll need more than $10 million a year. That's clear. And by the way, for those of you that have been following the TNA deal, they haven't actually officially said anything yet other than they're starting on AMC. But the belief is, yes, it is $10 million a year over 3 years, $30 million. And I believe the plan is they will probably go live every 3 weeks. So kind of similar to what they were doing before. It's not going to be live every week. It doesn't even look like it's going to be live every other week. They are going to do some live shows probably, you know, once or twice a month. And obviously they'll do all of the tapings for TV and et cetera, et cetera. They did a big taping this past weekend. So tomorrow Lance will be on. We'll see if he knows anything more about that. But that's the rumor I heard. So back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Charlie, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, can I ask you a question, Tom?
Yeah.
This is for the chat as well. Have I ever mentioned how frustrated I am with the booking of NXT lately? That just completely blows my mind. Listen.
Was this weekend one of those times?
Yeah. Okay, so yes, we had the men's... just listen, okay? Uh-huh. Just listen. There's a men's Iron Survivor Challenge, okay? Javon Evans wins the men's Iron Survivor Challenge. And the winner, of course, is going to get a shot at the champion, who is Obafemi, because he ended up winning the title from Ricky Saints in the opener of the show. Okay? So Javon Evans wins the Iron Survivor Challenge. So he gets his big win. He's celebrating. And then the lights go out. And a video plays of some bloke walking along a bridge. The lights come back on, and Tony D is in the ring. Okay? He's made his return from death, which I was actually sad about. I thought he would die on the show and go up to SmackDown, but Tony D is back. And like Obafemi's on the ramp and he's all confused. Tony D grabs Javon. He choke slams this guy straight to hell, leaves him for dead. And then he stands there in the ring and he stares down Obafemi on the ramp. The two guys stare at each other and they go off the air. Okay? Who is Tony D? I may have said Tony Khan. Who is Tony D coming after?
He wants the title.
Okay. Chat, who is...
Javon is in his way.
Who is Tony D coming after, Chat? I'm going to give him some time to answer right here. But your answer is that Tony D is coming after the title.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Oba, this person says. Oba. Oba and Javon. Okay. Well, that's what I thought, too. Do you know what I got? You know what? I had someone text me today. It's from NXT. They go, why do you guys think that Tony and Oba is next? I was like, what? I go, why do you think Tony and Oba is next? I said, what are you talking about? Did you watch the end of the show?
I wouldn't say that I even think it's next, but I think that's the direction, clearly.
They were like, nobody thinks that. I was like, nobody thinks Tony and Oba is what? How could you possibly think? Yes, obviously Javon is going to get a shot at Obafemi. I mean, they've announced that that's the main event of New Year's Evil. But literally, how could you watch that show and not think that Tony D is going after Obafemi?
So why is he going after? He's going after Javon?
No, I don't know who he's going after.
Stacks?
They're like, wait till the show's over on Tuesday.
He wants the X Division title?
I'm like, I have to wait till the show's over Tuesday to figure out what was right in front of my eyes at the end of the show on, like, I was so excited. Like, I was like, oh my God. I mean, I figured Javon was going to win because I looked at the rest of the people in the match and it's like, well, there's no one else who can win. I mean, we've already done Miles Bourne. He's not over.
I 100% thought Dion Lennox was winning that match.
You thought Dion was going to win? No.
I thought this guy's a former college football player, good looking guy, muscular.
Yeah, but he's young.
Great pick to be on the John Cena show.
That was a problem. But I was like, the only person who could possibly win is Javon. Like, Javon should have won last year. If you guys remember last year's Iron Survivor Challenge, that guy was like, he was so impossibly over during that match, and then he lost. And, he should have won last year. He should have won the NXT title, should have given him 6 months, should have called him up to the main roster. He'd be one of the hottest guys on the main roster right now. Instead, they wasted a year on him. And I was like, okay, you wasted a year of this guy's career, but now he finally won. That's great. So now he can go on and... for all I know, lose to Obafemi. Because, you know, they got to wait longer. We got to do it WrestleMania weekend or whatever. But the point is, like, he wins. Like, he actually wins. And if you watch the show, the way that the ring announcer announces it, they announced it like he had just beaten Undertaker at WrestleMania and ended the streak. They're like, the winner of this match, who will be getting an NXT World Championship shot? Again, the fans are going wild as this ring announcer's doing this. Javon Evans, and he's all happy and they're going crazy. I'm like, okay, finally. You idiots took you a year to figure this out, but you got it. Great, that's great. I'm like kind of hyped up a little bit because it's like they finally figured this out. And I swear to God, then Tony D, of all people, comes back. He chokeslams this guy and lays him out like a freaking geek and then stares down Obafemi. I was like, you just can't help yourself, can you? Just can't help yourself.
It's so cool. Brian, I mean,
appalling ending to that show.
Yeah, appalling. Because you're such a big fan of Javon.
It's just stupid.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to cape for him no matter what at this
point. No, if they would have just ended the show with his win, like he actually won, so we go off the air with a victory, fine. But then they had to lay him out again and set up a different match?
Can we agree you're just not going to be happy until he's the champion, regardless?
No, I'm going to be happy. No, here's the deal, Tom. You don't get it. If he wins the title, do you remember when Daniel Bryan won the title? And then they put him in a feud with Kane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
If Javon wins the title and they put him in a feud with, who's a mid, the bookworm? Deion Lennox.
Oh, come on.
And then, like, you know, someone else is always main event. Like, I want to see. I don't even, you know what's funny is I don't even really care that much about Javon. I mean, I like Javon. I think he's great. No, just listen to me.
I am listening. I'm laughing, Brian.
Let me rephrase it. I think Javon is awesome. And I think that he should be like a top star on the main roster.
You don't say.
I never said he should be WWE champion, okay? I never said that. The issue is, it's not even so much about Javon as it is about how can the people in charge of this company be so blind and so clueless? That is what's actually making me more angry. Like, hey, listen, if he wins the NXT title, and like, that's all great, you know, I'd even be fine if, you know, whatever. But like, wake up, guys. What are we doing here? That's the problem. I don't like feeling like I'm watching a company booked by morons. I still have problems based on like when Vince Russo was booking and I would watch those shows. It was like, you know, this guy won, that guy won, this guy got buried, this swerve or whatever. My anger wasn't for anything specific that happened on the show. It's because an absolute incompetent was booking the show. That's what made me so mad. And I watch NXT and I feel like, what's going on? Why are we so stupid? Why are we incompetent? Why can't we see what is in front? That's what makes me more upset.
They have told you that. They have told you you are not getting Javon Evans at the top of the WWE universe for years because he is not ready for another six or 7 years.
That is what is so irritating.
Seasoned. But they're telling you as you're going in. I hate to say it. You know what I mean?
Hey, at least they put over...
Hey, they put over Tony D. God, you got a sweet fur coat.
Would you get out of here?
Him and Obafemi could battle over fur.
They actually gave Kendall Gray a win, which I was astonished by.
With her, it's a snap sidewalk slam is what she does.
Whatever she does, I was astounded. Like, they didn't make her lose this year and then lose next year and then win 3 years from now. She actually won. So hopefully they follow up because we need new young stars. And hopefully they actually do something with Javon and don't screw this whole thing up again. And you know what? It's mostly NXT. When Javon goes to TNA, they treat him like a star. When he goes to the main roster and wrestles Gunther on John Cena's final Raw in Madison Square Garden, they treat the guy like a star. Everywhere he goes to AAA, they treat him like a star. They treat him like a star everywhere except NXT. It's like NXT. Is it Sean?
He just won.
Is it Johnny Russo?
He just won the
Iron and then
Survivor.
Got laid out like a geek because they help themselves.
That's how they treat their stars.
They can't help themselves. Can't help themselves. I think Johnny Russo is related to Vince Russo. Is that the problem? Like,
who
what's up?
Who is Johnny Russo?
He's the main writer for NXT, Johnny Russo. I swear to God, I am just cursed with Russos throughout my life. Like, for 25 years now, Russos have been screwing with me.
Did you have money on Todd Duffy when he got KO'd by Mike Russo?
Probably. Probably did. You remember Duffy? Vince Russo would not have picked Todd Duffy to lose.
Yeah, I do. I just brought him up.
Yes.
What about Violent J's girlfriend, Sarah Russo, or something like that?
What are you talking about? Anyway.
Violent J's girlfriend.
Yeah, so the two winners of Iron Survivor Challenge were Kendall Gray and Javon Evans. Both matches were really good. I enjoyed them a lot. They were... The Iron Survivor Challenge is always fun.
They were essentially the same match.
They actually almost exactly were.
Which they WWE loves to do. They love to have like the same thing going on SmackDown and on Raw at the same time with the same exact tropes. These matches were essentially the same. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of the same stuff in the Royal Rumble when we get to it next month.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I understand we need to have equality. Like, there's got to be a men's War Games and a women's War Games. But here's the deal. They don't need to be on the same show. Like, if you want to do men's War Games in the fall and women's War Games in the summer, you know, men's Royal Rumble in the fall, do a women's Royal Rumble in the summer. Who cares?
We just did 2 weeks of NXT Gold Rush. You saying we couldn't do these matches on two back-to-back weeks of NXT in the main event?
Well,
I don't think it was the big draw for Deadline?
Well, my
issue could have just had the main event.
It's not even the same show or back-to-back weeks. I think there needs to be time in between, because even back-to-back weeks, it's like, they booked the matches the same. They booked the matches exactly the same. It's like a photo finish at the end. You know, the first fall is in with the first two people. It was almost like they took the same. Everyone's saying it's AI.
Template. The same template.
God, maybe it is. All right, back in a moment. More Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We had so much to get into, so very quickly, Raw tonight. Gunther appears on the show. Winner of the last time is now tournament. That Gunther match on Friday was freaking awesome, by the way.
I mean, what do you expect from a Gunther match? It's like Gunther, Ilya Dragunov. There is a, it's actually a larger list than there's probably ever been of must-see guys that you will get every single week on TV.
Gunther won that match with a crossface cravat. And he has vowed that on Saturday night, he is going to make John Cena quit. He's never quit in his life, but he's going to quit in his last match. I thought it was so awesome the way they set this up.
He looked in the camera. He said, at Saturday night's main event, John Cena, you will finally and definitely give up.
Yes. Incredible. Of course, you know he's going to tap out to the STFU. It's the only possible finish. Yes.
I love how, like, Gunther waited until this match to break out this cravat. Like, yeah, we're going to give it 1 week to get over as the big finisher. And they're even going, like, it's very reminiscent of the STF.
Hey, he may do it again on Raw.
Kind of.
Yeah. AJ and Dragon Leavers of the War Raiders for the tag titles.
He's going to crank on somebody's head for sure. Probably a supporting player.
Lyra and Roxanne, Rey Mysterio and Finn Balor, and Stephanie Vaquer appears live. So that's Raw tonight. Penta is 50-50 on whether or not he's going to be worked that December 20th Garrett Etitane's show with his brother Phoenix. So we'll see if he is healthy by then. Smashing Machine ended up with awards nominations. Both The Rock and his co-star Emily Blunt earned Golden Globe nominations.
How about that? Dustin Rhodes, big fan of The Smashing Machine.
The Fighting Machine.
The Smashing Machine.
The Smashing Machine. Dustin Rhodes?
When you first said the
What are you talking about? Oh, the Golden Globes? Good God Thank almighty.
You. I thought you were going to segue into the Neon injury when you said Smashing Machine.
No, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I'm sure he was hurt, but... It looked like he kind of just like...
Excuse me?
The Neon one?
He's out indefinitely.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Hopefully he's
Brother,
all right. I hope he's all right, but like people take falls in Arena Mexico and get stretchered out all the time.
He went head first. You think he botched that moonsault on purpose?
No, I don't think he botched it, but I think he hit his face on the ground. But I don't think it looked as bad as I think you think it is. It looked like just a bad fall and you know, hopefully he's okay. I watched it and thought it looked bad, but not like catastrophic. But hopefully it's not catastrophic. And Leon Slater pulled out of bookings this weekend, which means he's likely appearing at Saturday night's main event, which I think may actually be being booked by John Cena. If I found that out, I would not be surprised.
I mean, Javon Evans isn't booked that we know of, right? So they could do Javon and Leon again. They could put them in a tag against one of the main
roster. They should put Javon and Leon in a tag against the main roster.
They should put them against the Motor City Machine Guns is what they should do.
Yeah, that would be awesome. All right, and then finally, World Tag League, the Block A finale. Bishamon won the block.
Whoa!
Tsuji and Kid came in second. Bishamon is going to be facing the second place team in the B block.
Oh.
And Tsuji and Kid will face the B block winners in the semifinals. And for the B block, Shota and Yuya are at 8 points. Khan and Newman are at 8 points. Knockout Brothers, Zack and Oiwa, Ren and Sonata, and Monster Sauce all at 6 points. And basically, Zack and Monster Sauce, Whoever wins stays alive. Ren and Sonata cannot lose to Tana and ELP because they're eliminated. They'll be eliminated if they lose. Newman and Khan also cannot lose versus Finley and Hiromu, who are out. And Shota and Yuya versus Knockout Brothers. Win and you're in. So whoever wins will stay alive. So that is the update. Thanks to Jeremy Finestone. Speaking of strong style.
I got a feeling we're heading towards a multi-team match for these titles at the Tokyo Dome.
Could be. So listen, I noted at the beginning of the show that I did 5 solo shows this past weekend. I recapped every show, every major show that we previewed over the last couple of days. So that would be the SmackDown show, the TNA pay-per-view, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, the NXT PLE, and Collision. And so there's no way we have time to go over everything, but we'll just very quickly talk about the must-see matches. So for SmackDown, I would say Ilya and Carmelo Hayes.
Absolutely.
Which was an excellent match. And that frickin' Gunther match with LA Knight in the main event, which was just awesome. Gunther is the greatest.
Yeah, Gunther and LA Knight was, you know, a back-and-forth WWE-style main event when Gunther's in there. Hard-hitting. Awesome match. The Dragunov match, well, I guess you could say the same thing, because they're always hard-hitting. Him and Carmelo Hayes, they started off with, like, the Bret Hart special, where you just chop each other and hit each other as hard as humanly possible to get the crowd into it. And then it got even better as it went on until eventually Carmelo Hayes looked like he had things in control. And then Tommaso Ciampa ran in behind the ref's back, pushed Carmelo Hayes off the top. And Dragunov did not see what happened until after the match on the big screen. He was irate when he did see this, but he hit the Torpedo Moscow and then the H-bomb and got the win in that match. But they're still setting up Dragunov and Ciampa. They're still setting up Dragunov and Tama Tonga. So we got some more Ilya Dragunov U.S. Open challenges on the way, which always a big fan of.
So then we add the TNA pay-per-view, which I thought was a fine show. I can't say that it was like a blowaway show or anything like that. But the matches I think that everybody needs to see would include, actually, you should probably watch that Inspiration versus Tessa and Victoria Crawford match. Whew. That one was rough.
Right up my alley.
That was a star and a half at best. We don't really see matches that bad usually nowadays, but
bowling shoe ugly.
It was not great. And then what was great was the Rascals versus Order 4. This match was freaking awesome. It was just a party match, 8-man party match. But, I mean, they did some of the craziest things you've ever seen. And a horse got involved.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Got involved.
Bojack?
Actually physically. And then the other match that I think that people should go out of their way to see, just because I thought the finish was so awesome, was Leon Slater and AJ Francis for the TNA X Division title. So AJ Francis is a heel, and this guy is so hated. I mean, the fans chant, "You can't wrestle." AJ sucks. Like, anything he does that's even remotely not perfect, they just ridicule him. I mean, they hate this guy. And so Rich Swann is out there in AJ's corner, and they're going back and forth, and Leon makes a big comeback, and AJ cuts him off. And then Rich Swann throws a chair into the ring because AJ just can't finish this guy off. So AJ is going to use his chair. And the ref goes, "No, you can't use that chair." Or no, first he goes, "Leon," or he goes, "Swan, throw me this chair." So Swan's like, "I'm not going to throw you the chair. If I throw you the chair, you're going to get disqualified." And he's like, "Give me the chair." So, you know, Swan throws the chair into the ring, and the ref grabs it, and the ref is getting rid of it. And as the ref gets rid of it, AJ grabs the belt, and he hits Leon Slater with it, and Leon kicks out. So then AJ goes, "Get in the ring, Swan! Get in the ring and grab that belt!" And so he's holding Leon, and he wants Swan to hit him with the belt. And Swan's like, if I hit the guy with the belt, it's going to be a DQ. And so now AJ's mad that this guy's not listening to him. So he gets up, and he grabs him by the neck, and he bulls Rich Swan into the corner, and he's yelling at him to do what I say. And as he's doing that, because Swan's in the ring, the ref goes over to pull AJ off, AJ turns around and he just freaking unleashes on this. It's a female referee. Calls her the B word loud. He's screaming at her. And she just kind of stops and looks at him and backs away like, this freaking creep. So Rich Swann, AJ grabs the guy again and he goes, Rich, hit him with that belt. And Rich is like looking at, he's looking at Leon, and then he looks at the referee and the referee goes, Rich, you're better than this. And then she takes her hands and she covers her eyes and she turns her back and the crowd's like, oh my God. And Rich Swann takes his belt and he freaking lays out AJ Francis. The place goes wild. The referee opens her eyes, drops down, counts the pin. It was awesome. This was, I've never seen a finish like this before, but it was so good. Like, it was perfect. And so, Leon Slater retains the X Division title. They did this so well, though. You should go out of your way to watch this finish.
I will.
Then we add the Ring of Honor show.
Yeah, you want to talk about perfect finishes.
This was the most perfectly timed finish I've ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding.
As a professional wrestler, the level of difficulty that the referee, which I believe was Mike Posey, Lee Moriarty, Nigel McGuinness, and Shane Taylor on the floor all had to go through to get this finish to work was unbelievable. And it was one of these things, like, as I'm watching it, I'm screaming because I'm like, there's no way. Like, I knew what the result was before I watched it. And I'm like, how? There's no way this is going to happen. There's no way they could get to it.
I did too. And I knew that it went to a draw. It was an Iron Man match with Nigel McGuinness and Lee Moriarty. And I knew that they went to a draw. And so I'm watching it with like a minute left. And it's 3-2 in favor of Moriarty. And there's 90 seconds left. So I'm like, okay, it must tie up at 3-3. So Nigel, with 30 seconds left, he pins him. It's now tied 3-3. They have 30 seconds left. It's tied, okay? Shane Taylor then starts screaming at Lee to get his stuff together. And as he's doing it, Nigel cradles him, and he pulls the tights, and he gets the win with 10 seconds left. They don't stop the clock. It's just the clock's still ticking down. 10 seconds left. It's 4-3. Nigel then leaves the ring with 10 seconds left. Shane Taylor is outside.
He doesn't... Okay, yeah, yeah.
Shane Taylor punches Nigel McGuinness. He throws him in the ring. Lee makes the cover. The ref goes 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 ding. It was literally exactly at the 0 second mark of a 30 minute Ironman match. They did three falls in 90 seconds. The last one coming exactly at the bell.
I was
like, oh my God, that was impossible.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, as awesome as that was, I thought what was even better was the six-man tag team match with Shane Taylor Promotions winning with essentially that very same move against Top Flight. I was blown away by that match. I thought Shane Taylor Promotions, Carly Bravo, Sean Dean, Shane Taylor were unbelievable. I thought that was the best match I saw the entire weekend.
What?
Yes.
I thought that was a really good match. I didn't think it was the best match I saw all weekend.
I thought they were great. I thought they were the best act of the weekend that I saw.
Well, yeah, you should watch that
between
match.
Between those two matches?
You should watch
the main event?
Yeah, you should watch the Lee Moriarty Nigel McGuinness match. Mercedes and Red Velvet was way better than the match they had at the pay-per-view. Ricochet and Dalton was fine. The Survival of the Fittest with Bandido, Sammy, Blake, Beast Mortos, Commander, and Hechicero. I mean, that match was great. And then the main event with Athena and Persephone was also a great match. And this Persephone looked great. Like,
she's looked WWE, great every time I've seen her.
They have their eyes on her.
MLW, CMLL, everywhere I've seen her.
Yeah, she's going to be making a lot of money in about a year.
You know what else was also great? Those Continental Classic matches that took place on Collision.
Particularly the main event with Jon Moxley and Takeshita. I mean, that could have been a G1 like semifinal or final.
IWGP champion against a former champ on AEW Saturday night.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Are you over the age? age of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my Lord, what a weekend it was. I'm tired.
Bro, you didn't even get into the spectacular UFC.
I heard it was
that
great.
I watched. They went out with a bang. The last pay-per-view, that they have on the cards was a pretty fantastic show. If you've never... Like, I know you don't have the time. You're not going to watch all these fights, Brian. But you really should watch Ibo... I can't even say his name. Ibo Arslan versus Ivo Barshenovich. The best two-minute fight you're probably ever going to see in your life.
It's only 2 minutes?
It may be less.
Might be able to. I heard Jan and Marab was awesome.
Peter Jan is fantastic at mixing these martial arts. Let me tell you. Shut down Marab. Looked great doing so. Peter Jan, I mean, he never really gets beaten. He doesn't get beaten up. He has a few losses where he's been controlled and kind of outpointed, but he was on point as he got the big-time decision over Marab. So a great show from the number one professional wrestling league in the world, the UFC.
All right, everybody, I'm exhausted. Got to wrap it up for today. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff up on the front page for subscribers, and we'll be back later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave. We'll be talking Raw, preview Dynamite, talk all of the news, and there's a lot to get into. So that's going to be the plan. I'll be back tomorrow with Lance, and then Filthy again on Wednesday, and we'll just barrel on through from there. Right, Tom?
Yeah.
You right over there?
Yeah, I'm talking to the YouTube chat, my homies. Everybody, thanks for being here for the last hour.
And see you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.